Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you today. The news just keeps popping. I mean, my goodness, every day. There's big breaking news, and you just heard it from our man David Gascon. Urban Meyer taking over the Jacksonville Jaguars. We will get into that and so much more. There's still fallout from the big NBA blockbuster yesterday where James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant were united. We're waiting for Kyrie, but the other two, they're definitely playing together, Harden and KD. We'll get into all of that and so much more over the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Let me bring in my partner on this. It's one of his favorite days of the week. He's got two. There's Trash Talking Tuesday, and there's today, which is, of course, TV Theme Song Thursday. Uh-huh. Here he is.
That's
Mr.
right.
Rob Parker.
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? We
Did
can't
I
wait.
Do that?
Yes.
Did I do that? Did I do that?
You do. I will give you that. You do have tons of drops. You do have tons
I'm
of
I'm the poo poo king.
I will give you that. I wish your takes were as good as your drops.
Well, whatever. Whatever. Hey, let me tell you, Chris, and I'm not rubbing it into the rest of the country. Or you
that,
living
that,
in
when you say that, when you put that out there, that means you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not rubbing it in. But are you, Chris? Today, I was in the valley. I had to go to the dentist in Sherman Oaks. Are you ready? 81 degrees on January 14th. Alex, am I kidding? How hot
is it?
I'm
in swimsuits right now.
Dude, Chris, it is so hot here.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm not even kidding you.
I believe it. I mean, look.
It's 81 degrees today, and this is, I'm only been here for 5 years. Alex, this is unusual, even for mid-January, isn't it?
Rob, I've been here for probably almost 22 years of my life. This is not normal. By me, I'm a little bit more of like Central California.
Right.
It was like 87 by me today, Rob.
It's crazy, Chris. I'm in a T-shirt. I had on a hoodie when I went to the dentist this morning. I was burning up. Absolutely burning up. And I got to tell you this, too. When I went to the dentist, the guy who was working on me today, he hears my voice. I take my mask off so he can perform what he has to do, Chris.
Right.
He's like, I know you. That's what he said. I know you.
Rob Parker.
And guess what, Chris? Not from television. He said, you're on The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard.
Wow.
And I'm just like, wow. Even though, you know, and he says he watches us on YouTube.
Wow.
Really? Yes. I was impressed. So
that
Elijah does a lot of work
too.
For us.
I wouldn't be as surprised if it was like a 21-year-old. You know, college
right.
kid or right. But
No. Wow. He's an older man, and his birthday was yesterday. So he's a Capricorn like me. But he raved about the show. It was really nice. It just was funny the way he did it. But there you go. That was my day. Going to the dentist in the extreme heat on this TV theme song.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I will say one thing I do miss is the L.A. weather.
Oh.
That weather, it really is to die for. There's nothing, Rob, you know this. There's nothing better than walking out of the studio after, you know, a hard day's work, and it's sunny and 75 degrees.
I agree. Every day.
Oh, man. It does just make you feel good. All right. We're going to make you feel good over the next 3 hours. We got George Reister I call him George Wrongster. You'll see why at the bottom of the hour as he joins us. Former NFL tight end, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. And we always have a lot of fun with him. And let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Tightshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is back. Return of the Mac. We got super producer Rob G. Is Ryan in helping him?
Who's helping today?
Lead the lap helping Rob G. And on the update, you already heard him, the gas man, David Gascon. Rob, let's get to it. Breaking news. A gas man told us Urban Meyer taking over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Your thoughts?
First, I want to find out from you, Chris, does this count as a minority hire because his first name is Urban?
No. Okay. No, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some people tried to...
Right.
To throw that bias just to, you know,
to pacify
fudge
us.
The numbers, right.
Exactly. All right. But I did, I'm shocked that Urban Meyer took this job, Chris.
Shocked.
I think,
wow.
Yes. What was the Austin Peay job not available? This is going to NFL side.
Hold on. Let me stop you. Let me stop you. Was it not just 2 years ago? That you pick, I'm just keeping you honest, Rob Parker, that you picked the Jacksonville Jaguars to make the Super Bowl?
Chris, they had a unique team with an awesome defense that they no longer have. I'm telling you that a guy of Urban Meyer's stature who has succeeded and done all the stuff that he's done in college football shouldn't have to take this also-ran job. Bad fan support, a small market where they have to play two games internationally because they can't sell tickets, one game on Mars every year. It's just not a great football situation. They thought this was going to be Green Bay South, that you could have a small market and have people care about just their football team and pack the stadium every week. They can't do it. Chris, the NFL made a mistake with Jacksonville, and Urban Meyer made a mistake. He should be waiting for the Dallas Cowboys job after next year or waiting for a bigger or better job. His credentials are head and shoulders above. That, you know, to me, taking the Jacksonville Jaguars job is like you're down and out. And there's nowhere else to go, and you don't want to go back to college. Why would you take this job? I know they got the first overall pick. I know Lawrence is coming. I know they got some other draft picks, and people are like, that's fine. I just don't see how you're going to win there. I really don't, Chris. And they had a chance a couple years ago and didn't get it done. I don't know if that window will be open again. Urban Meyer deserves to be a coach at one of the creme de la creme franchises and not an also-ran, a doormat. And that's what the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise and situation is. I hope they paid him a gazillion dollars. And if this is just a money grab and he wants to do this, then fine. But really, he deserves better than this job.
That was cute.
Thank you.
That was nice, but you're wrong. Not surprisingly, you're wrong. This is a great job, Rob Parker. What are you talking about? I mean, that not only do they have Trevor Lawrence, so first of all, what the most important thing in the NFL is to get yourself a great quarterback. Now, nothing's a sure thing. We don't know if Trevor Lawrence is going to be great, but all the projections, the greatest coming out of college since Andrew Luck, this and that, he is phenomenal in the college level. He looks like he's going to be a great pro. He's got the arm. He's got the knowledge. He's got the athleticism. He's got the height, the size. What's not to like? He's been a winner. He looks like a leader. You know, he was one of the major voices in getting the players to play and fighting for their rights before this COVID season started. So he seems like the total package. Good character as well. So you got your quarterback, Rob. Not many teams in the NFL are bad with great quarterbacks. Now this year, of course, you had Houston with Deshaun Watson, but they've been good generally with him. So my point is, you got that. Then you got 11, count them, 11 draft picks. All right, 11 in this upcoming draft for a college guy. A guy who, even in retirement, has been close to the college game as an announcer. He's close to the college coaches. He's going to know these kids better than most. So that will help. Then you've got $100 million of salary cap room. That's more than any other team in the NFL. And you're in Florida. Now, you can talk about, it's not the biggest market in the country.
It's number 41. It's bigger than New Orleans. Norfolk, Virginia is bigger than Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is the 13th largest city in the country. Population over 900,000. It's the biggest city in Florida. And the metro area is not huge. It's about 1.6 million.
That's why they can't sell out games there, right?
That's bigger than New Orleans. No, because
they've been
horrible.
Is that why they can't sell out games? No.
They've been horrible. That's why.
Chris, it's football. All you got to do is go to 8 home games a year. Good, bad, or indifferent. Stop it. Don't make any excuses for 8 football games.
Because you're wrong. New Orleans is much smaller. And when New Orleans wasn't good, they couldn't draw flies either.
Yes, they did. They went there with bags on their heads.
Yeah.
They went there with bags on their heads. They showed up.
The few people that were there.
They never moved.
Yeah,
their games.
They put bags over their heads.
They never move their games and move 2 or 3 games. Chris, the seats are covered up. This isn't 10 years ago.
Rob, you're in Jacksonville. It's Florida. Players will go there. And Urban Meyer is a hero in Florida for leading the University of Florida to 2 national championships. And the expectations, because they have been bad for the most part, won't be like you got to come in and win a Super Bowl in 3 years. I mean, this is a great look, great opportunity, great job for Urban Meyer. They're getting a new GM. He can help shape the football operations. They're doing everything new. You're wrong. This is a great opportunity.
This is a guy who just took the money grab. Is it, what is it, $12 million a year, 5 or 6
money
year
grab,
contract?
He's getting Trevor Lawrence.
I get it. It's a money grab. It can't be because of the culture or the franchise.
Is
the
franchise Buffalo a better job?
Buffalo's a better job.
Cincinnati, really?
Buffalo went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Chris, their organization is way better.
Ago,
it
Rob,
don't matter.
Ain't nobody living
it
in
don't
the
matter.
Past like
it's
that.
Still a better organization. You must be crazy.
Those same guys
Stop
aren't
with
around.
The Jacksonville, and this ain't Florida college football. This is a terrible NFL city. That's what it is. That's why they move the games. Don't kid yourself. Come on, man. Be serious. Why do they move the games, Chris?
If I'm not going to make money here,
how many times has Dallas played in played internationally? How come? Yeah, why
You're
won't
really
they go?
You're comparing them to the Dallas
No, I'm asking
Cowboys
you, why won't
it.
They go?
You're embarrassing yourself.
Why
it's
won't they go? Because they
My
won't
goodness.
Give up their,
up
their ticket money.
You bring
money.
Up Buffalo from the 90s, 80s, and 90s. Then you bring up, compare them to the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
Are you serious? Stop it.
I'm asking you, why haven't they gone over there? Because they're not giving up their ticket sales.
Because they're America's team.
No, that ain't
you
it.
You can't compare Dallas to the freaking Jacksonville.
Can't draw flies.
You can't compare Cincinnati.
That's
Buffalo.
Fine. Urban so Meyer in 3 teams. Years will be back on television. Go ahead. I'm telling you.
You are so wrong.
This is not going to work.
You've had some bad takes in your day, but this may take the cake. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Talk some sense into Rob Parker, please. Call us up. What do you think? Maybe you're on Rob's side. Hit us up. Your turn to weigh in. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Odd Couple. That's right. You know, I have no idea what this is. This is a TV theme song Thursday. What is that?
It's the Fall Guy, Chris. Isn't that Lee Majors? He was a stuntman.
That was after the $6 million man.
Yeah. This was on ABC, I believe. The Fall Guy.
I didn't watch that. I never watched a minute of that. You did, obviously.
I knew what it was.
I want to hear the $6 million man. Or the Bionic
you didn't
Woman.
Watch
those
that?
Were great shows. I watched those.
Yeah, when they first started, they both were.
Those were awesome. All right. We are brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first years. You know how huge that is? It's amazing because Discover is accepted in 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. What's the place that doesn't? My goodness, who's in that 1% anyway? Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You heard me and Rob going at it. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars job is a tremendous opportunity for Urban Meyer. He thinks it's a terrible job. What say you?
No, it's terrible for a guy with his stature and with his resume. That's my point, is that he should have waited for a better franchise to take over. That's all. Okay. Lincoln in Knoxville, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Lincoln?
Oh, Rob, CB, how's it going?
Great, man. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I got to say, no relation to Elizabeth. No relation.
That sounds like something Rob would say.
Very nice. Funny.
You didn't
even call him up for Rob.
No, that was good.
That's why it sounded like something you would say, because nobody laughed.
Oh, stop. Craig Melvin laughed.
All right, guys. I just wanted to speak on the James Harden trade.
We're talking about
that.
Urban Meyer.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks,
when we
Lincoln.
Talk about
we got a call back.
Yeah,
Max stay on top. In Georgia. We don't do that. We don't jump all around. We're on a topic. We want to hear from that topic. Just call back. Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, my guys? You know, Rob, I had to go with you yesterday. I can't ride with you today. I got to say this to me. You know, this guy seems to trend upwards wherever he goes, whether it be Utah, Florida Gators, Ohio State. He seems to bring a spark. He seems to bring something along with him that brings championships. Having said that, I agree Jacksonville is not ideal, but it's a good starting point. There's nothing wrong with having coaches earn their way in this league of 32 jobs. You look at Steve Spurrier, you look at Nick Saban, you look at Chip Kelly. Maybe he's not trying to be like one of those guys. He's back home. He's an hour and a half from Gainesville. He's got a really good home base there still. It just makes sense with the draft picks and the quarterback. I just couldn't agree with you on this one, my man, but I appreciate you. And Chris, appreciate you too.
He soft-pedaled that so much, Rob. He pitied you on that.
He didn't pity me.
He tried to
we'll
be
see.
So
Max,
nice
you call
about
back
it.
When Urban Meyer steps
so
down.
Nice about it.
Call back when Urban
Max,
Meyer steps
say
down.
Say it with your
because
chest
it's
next
a disaster.
Time. Don't worry about
call
offended,
me back.
Rob.
Call me back when that happens, Max. Cowboy in Windsor. Wow, I used to call my old show in Detroit. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cowboy?
Oh, nothing much. Happy belated birthday, Rob. And hi, Chris.
Thank you.
And
yes,
your boy Gottlieb's birthday's tomorrow. Oh, and maybe you can play the Then Came Bronson theme song, but I used to watch that when I was in high school. It was only on for a year.
I remember that show, Then Came Bronson?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, I like it because if he's able to delegate, and you know he's gonna work with Lawrence when they draft him. Plus, it depends on just what kind of coaching staff he'll get. Plus, he knows just about everything there is to know about college talent. I mean, he could turn out to be a bust. But I think I think that, as the previous caller says, wherever he goes, he seems to bring a sort of spark and championship.
NFL's different from college football. That's why a lot
it
of guys. That's why.
More and more
that's
similar.
Why Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach who was bad in the NFL. The list is long of those guys. It just is.
I'll say this though, Rob. If he fails, and you're right, it's tough. I mean, Steve Spurrier was bad, failed in college. Pete Carroll is doing well, but he was back and forth. But if Urban Meyer fails, my point is it won't be because it's Jacksonville. It'd be because, like you said, he couldn't make that transition. But I think he's got so much going for him with this job, with what they have, you know, with the draft picks and the quarterback and all that. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. What about Ralph in Tampa? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, Rob, how you doing, man?
Good.
Listen, I don't always agree with Chris, but today I got to agree with Chris. So I live in Florida. I'm a Dolphins fan.
and we got no state tax down here. These guys are going to get Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's going to bring up 25% of ticket sales. He's going to get that place jumping. I mean, who are you going to work for? San Diego's got a great team. You know, Detroit's a perpetual loser. Where their coaching jobs are
San Diego has one of the hottest rookies.
The Chargers.
Okay. I mean,
Chargers
L.A. Chargers.
That's a good job. Yeah, I'm not.
That's a good job. But brand new $2 billion stadium, a thriving metropolis in L.A. He was working here at Fox Sports right here in Los Angeles. You can't tell me that's not a better job. But you know what? He's not going to get – an organization like that's not going to give a guy an unproven NFL coach $12 million to match what Bill Belichick. He got – yes, that's what the reports are saying? $12 million for 5 or 6 years.
Well, that was the report that he wanted that, so that's what they're saying.
That's what it's saying. That's why.
Urban's got a name for himself in Florida, man. He's going to sell some tickets.
Right, no doubt.
Nobody comes to see the damn coach. Stop saying that. Stop saying that, Ralph. Nobody comes to see a coach.
They will.
No, they won't.
He's a legend in Florida. You know that.
Coaches don't sell tickets. It's the biggest – false narrative ever. Nobody has ever bought a ticket to see a coach. They go to see players. They don't do it. Stop it with the coach. He ain't going to sell one damn ticket in Jacksonville.
Stop it. He will,
Marty in Kentucky.
He will. Watch what happens tomorrow.
Marty in Kentucky. You can't even see the coach from the sidelines at the game, Chris. Come
Rob,
on.
They're going to sell more tickets tomorrow. Stop. You're sounding crazy.
No, I'm not. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple.
I'm trying to throw you
radio.
A lifeline.
All right, Rob. I hate to do it to you, but, man, I'm going to tell you all the reasons why it does make sense. Obviously, they, you know, got the first-round draft pick. That's going to bring in fans. Gainesville is an hour and 15-minute drive from Jacksonville. I cannot believe when Florida hasn't done anything since Urban Meyer that he's not going to bring a draw with the number one draft pick.
If they're 0-6, Marty, ain't nobody making the drive. Well, come on, man. Well, stop with
Rob,
that.
Rob, you mentioned Dallas. You mentioned Dallas is a better place to go. When's the last time they made a conference championship? Urban Meyer.
No, but I'm talking about the nature of the organization. They don't have to farm out their games because nobody shows up.
They're cleaning house,
you've never been, Marty. Have you been down there?
They're cleaning house.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's what I was going to point out. Urban Meyer, you know, he's done a lot of things, and he's probably wanting to settle down. He's been in Florida before, and he liked it. That's an hour and 15 minutes from where he was. Urban Meyer is a huge fisherman. I spend a lot of time in St. Augustine Beach.
So he's going there to retire? Is that what you're telling me? He's going down there to retire in Florida?
Yeah, the fishing is great there. He loves to fish. He's going to get to coach football and try to build an organization, and he's going to make some money. It makes sense.
Call me in 3 years when he's bowing out, okay? Call me in 3 years.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go to Mo in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Finally, we got the three smartest people in radio all on the same time. What's up, fellas?
Thanks
for taking my
man?
Call.
Mo, what show are you on?
I'm on all these shows. I call in all the time.
All right.
I just haven't been able to get through it on you guys' show. I'm an unpaid advisor here, so that's how this
right,
works.
Appreciate it.
Well,
thank you.
Let's hear this knowledge.
I'm going to speak on both sides, and it really is to me. You will, very rarely do you have all three of the variables that you need to build a team at the same time, which is the quarterback that you can draft, and then either a nucleus or the amount of draft picks that they have and high draft picks. They're picking at the top of each round, not just the first round. Every round they get to be at the top. And then they got the salary cap. And then on top of that, you know, they're in the NFC, I mean, the AFC South. It's not like, you know, this is the 90s NFC East here. Like, these teams can be had there. They have an opportunity to take advantage there with that. And those are the things that are in his favor when it comes down to it. The things that I concern myself is Urban Meyer's got a little thing where he seems to get bored after a certain amount of time. And he's not walking into this game, into this team, with 9 wins, you know, getting off the buzzer. You're Ohio State. You got 9 wins before the season starts. So my concern is,
And you could see, even though Urban Meyer's been gone from there, Ryan Day just stepped in, and they just won 9-10. They won the 11 games without even sweating.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that because you have to build the team. I'm assuming he knows that, and he's going to give it some time, you know, to cure. But man, does he have a lot on his plate to be able to do it with? Like, he knows talent. Now, this isn't recruiting, but he does know talent, and I got a feeling he will be able to.
Let me stop you though, Mo. So the other college coaches who failed in the NFL, they didn't know talent? I'm asking.
What I want to ask though is what's the philosophy?
No, wait a minute. Wait. Answer that question. So they didn't know talent. Steve Spurrier and Nick Saban, those guys didn't know talent.
They may have known talent, but what was their philosophy when it came to their staff?
I don't think the question, Rob, wasn't. I think you agree. Urban Meyer is a very good coach. I mean, that's your whole argument. He's too good for this job.
He's too good for this job.
So I don't think the question, the question is, what type of job is this?
But my point is, this is just like the
people that want to shoot down, you know, Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow going to the Bengals or to the Jets. They got the number one pick for a reason. They're a bad team. We get it. But if you win there and they've got things in place that can help them win, he'll draw fans. You think they're going to be winning? Trevor Lawrence going to be slinging it all over the yard and they're not going to draw fans?
It ain't about him, though. You really think that? It ain't about him. It's about the team.
It's about him building the program.
People don't go to watch coaches. I'm just telling you.
No, of course they don't. A coach never threw a pass. We get that. That's a nice cliche, but the fact is, a big name coach does compel people to
go out and say, you know what? I
think they're going to be good.
Until you start losing.
If Bill Belichick was hired in Jacksonville, people would go out and buy tickets.
No, they would not.
Really?
They
don't go there to see him in his hoodies, but they would buy it because they think he's going to make them a good team. And that's
Dave
what they
in
think
California,
with Urban Meyer.
You're on the Odd Couple
My
Fox
goodness.
Sports Radio.
You're ornery today.
Gabe.
Hey, Rob, you wrong on this one. You wrong. You know he's going to draw. He's going to draw fans to the field. Come on, man. Rob, you tripping on this one. You're tripping bad. You're tripping hard.
No, I'm not.
Hard.
Nobody.
Yes,
Gabe, tell me the last time you bought a ticket to see a coach or a manager. What game was it? Tell me.
You're saying is that literally
it?
Like that.
No. Tell me, Gabe. I want you to answer the question.
Gabe,
hello. We're going to hang up on you. Answer the question.
I would have bought a ticket to go see Ron Rivera coach at the Washington football team.
Yeah, okay.
No lie.
Please stop it. You know what? That's so fraudulent. Please stop.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
You don't even see the coach from the field,
Rob,
Chris. Stop.
You're trying to put it in the context that they want to go see the coach entertain them. Of course they don't. Nobody's looking at him, but a guy that you know can coach and that you believe can turn your team around is going to make people say, you know what? I think I'm going to get tickets because I think they're going to be good. Yeah, I'm not going to see Urban Meyer scratch himself, but I'm going to see his team. I mean, come on. You know better
Matthew
than that.
Matthew in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I wish Wrongster was around to set you straight.
Matthew.
Hello. Yes.
What's up?
Hey, fellas. I got one proposed trade that would solve everything. You take the number one draft pick, you trade it to Houston for Deshaun Watson. Sells tickets. Jacksonville has never seen the likes of Deshaun Watson and Urban Meyer. You want to sell tickets and get butts in the seat? That move alone. Houston
no
would love
doubt
it.
About it.
Jacksonville
if you
would
do
love
that,
it.
I agree with that. Now that's going to move the needle. That's going to make
and
the
then
you
I don't know if that. Honestly, as much as I like Deshaun Watson, I'm not sure people aren't going to be just as excited over Trevor Lawrence.
Until they see him play in the NFL.
We don't know, but you're right. We don't know how good he's going to be or bad he's going to be, but right now, he's already a draw because people think he's going to be good.
Dougie in Jacksonville, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dougie?
Man, I've been a season ticket holder since 1995.
Don't you mean a section holder?
Hey, that's
for the Jaguars?
Always too soon for that. Listen,
for the Jaguars?
In college,
yes.
for the Jaguars, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's right. All right. So, in college football, a coach can come in immediately and change a program. I've always said there's no sport where a coach makes a greater impact than college football. Bottom line, look at Saban. Look at Urban when he was at Florida, and I disagree with you. The state of Florida worships Urban Meyer. People will buy tickets to come see the guy coach. Remember, he won two national championships for the Gators.
They didn't go to see Urban Meyer. The team was great. Stop it. That's not why they went to the game.
Dude, you don't think people in Alabama worship Nick Saban?
Yeah, they worship him, but they go because of the players. They don't go because of Nick Saban. Hey,
Rob, why are you on this kick?
Because it's dumb.
Of course,
it's
nobody's going to watch the coach.
Coaches
draw fans.
No, they don't.
About?
Coaches don't draw fans.
It's ridiculous, man.
Their winning draws fans. Coaches do not draw fans.
But if you think the coach is going to make you win, that will compel people to go buy tickets. That's all we're saying. Of course, nobody's going to see Nick Saban dance, Urban Meyer run a sprint.
It's so ridiculous. I just can't understand how people can keep calling up talking about a coach is going to sell tickets.
They're right.
You know what? Whenever you put the coach on the cover of your media guy, Chris, you know what that means? You have a bad team.
Okay.
Because that's not what you want to sell. It's about the players. It ain't about the coach. Come on.
Football is very much about the coach. Football.
Who would you put on the cover? Bill Belichick or Tom Brady?
Football.
Who are you gonna put on the cover?
It's more about the players.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nobody's saying that, but don't act like the coach is irrelevant, especially in football. And coaches make a big difference in the pros, not just college. Andy Reid turned Kansas City around immediately. Look at what Matt LaFleur did in Green Bay. Jim Harbaugh with the Niners. All right. Man, y'all got Rob Parker riled up. I don't know, he ate something or whatever, but we'll be back in a few moments. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and this is a TV theme song Thursday. I know that was one of Rob Parker's favorites. Different Strokes.
Different strokes to move the world.
Uh-huh. Speaking of different strokes, Rob, one anonymous Eastern Conference executive told Hoops Hype today that he would have had different strokes than the Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
He said, here's a direct quote. I think Philly missed an opportunity. And now is stuck being in the middle of the East. They're not as good as Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Boston, and in the end, Miami. They might just be a number 5 seed by the end of the season. Ben Simmons has not improved in one area of his game at all since coming into the league. He's the same player today as he was in his rookie year, and teams have figured him out in the playoffs. He's why they won't go far. I agree, Rob, that Philadelphia should have done everything they could to get James Harden. Everything, of course, within reason. From what I'm told, they tried. They offered Ben Simmons. They offered Matisse Thybulle, I believe. Some even say they threw in Tyrese Maxey or draft picks with those guys. Houston's to blame for this. Houston made the bad decision. Philly did. I mean, you can't give him the whole team. You still need some shooters for when he gets there. So I think Philly went after him hard, Rob. And Houston instead took Victor Oladipo, who's on the last year of his deal. So he'll either be gone after this season or you might just have to max him out to keep him, which is that's not going to help you. And you got 4 draft picks and some pick swaps with a team that has 3 superstars in their prime. So those picks will likely be in the low 20s. So I just, Chris Haynes, friend of the show, he reported, Yahoo NBA writer, he reported that the owner, Tillman Fertitta, was adamant about not trading Harden to Daryl Morey and the Philadelphia Sixers, former Houston GM. So I can't blame Philly for this. knowing a lot of what's gone on. I think they tried, and Houston just made a bad decision to me.
Well, I mean, if they didn't go all out or sweeten the deal or whatever it takes, because I think that GM's right. They're going to be in the middle of the pack. They really don't have a chance to win. You got to have people who can knock down threes in this league. And a guy like Harden doesn't come available all the time. That's why even what Brooklyn did, you know, like I liked the team the way that they had it, Chris. I did. But I understand when you look and you go, a guy like that is available and we have a chance to get him. You never want to pass up talent. And he's an extremely talented player. Everybody can make their fat jokes and all the other stuff now.
You were making them yesterday. You were making them yesterday.
No, I said he was fat, though. I mean,
he
makes
John Bagley look skinny.
Now, why are you saying I used to cover John Bagley? What do you mean, do I cover John Bagley?
He could play.
He was a good little point guard.
But he was chubby.
He was chubby.
You know,
He was a good point guard. Was he from the Cleveland area? Where is he from?
He played for Cleveland. I don't think he was
from
there.
Yeah, he played for Cleveland, but he came
to
the Nets.
Right? And then played for Cleveland and the Nets. Yeah, he was a nice little player.
Yeah, I remember John. But I'm just saying, like down the road, they got 60 games to get it together, get James Harden in shape, get Kyrie's head right. If they can stay healthy and start playing,
easier said than done.
They're going right. I'm not saying it's easy, Chris, but I still would rather have talent than choir boys with no talent. I'm just telling you.
I mean, see,
that's my expression.
Yeah, Kyrie though, that's not about choir boy versus bad.
No, but it's
now,
about
Harden,
people.
Obviously, he's out there partying, which is fine. But that, if you want to say choir boy, but you know, Kyrie, that's not the choir boy thing. He's AWOL.
Yeah, but
right
it's
now.
I'm talking about, especially when you talk about Harden, you know, like everybody, right. Oh, he's at the clubs. He's doing, dude, that's fine.
Not the people want
to come. Can you come to the ballpark, the arena, and knock down 32? Can you give me that before you go to the club?
People wanted Harden for sure. But I disagree with the scout in this regard of the executive. Philadelphia can be just as good as Boston. To be honest, they can be just as good as any of those teams, except Brooklyn if it works for Brooklyn. If it works in Brooklyn, they should win the East. But Milwaukee, I mean, yeah, they got the best player in Giannis. But I think Philadelphia can compete with them and maybe beat them. Boston, you know, they're young. Kemba Walker's got his issues with the injuries. I mean, so they're not scaring anybody. And Miami's just not that talented. I mean, kudos to them, props to them for what they did in the bubble. But that team ain't that good. I mean, it was the perfect scenario that worked out for them.
That's all. Right. That's why nobody has them going back or thinking they're going to make a trip. It was one of those things. Everything worked out, and it didn't work for the other teams that were definitely more talented than them on paper. And they get there. It happens every so often. It does.
Right. And I think if for whatever reason it doesn't work out for Brooklyn this year, or, you know, say they stumble, whatever happens, Philadelphia is certainly a contender to come out of the East. I think they are, Rob. Like, and I get it. I would have traded Ben, and there's talk about they got to mend fences with him because now he knows he's on the trade market. Ben just needs to, hey, man up. There's a reason you were on the trade market. So improve that reason. Start shooting the ball. 2 hours left. Keep it locked.